Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina Mara and Jake Shears is with us from Scissor Sisters. You're very welcome.
Hi, Trina. How are you?
Good. We were just saying how we can send people to space without any problems whatsoever. You try and do a Zoom call and we've issues.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. Do you know, I was just trying to remember. I was talking about you coming on the show today, on the radio show, and I was just trying to remember when was the last time we spoke. You've been on with me in my career twice before, once in person when you came to Dublin. And I had to look up the date. And I can't believe it. I wrote it down here. It was October 2012. So we're going back 13 years. I can't believe it's been that long. It can't be that long since you've played here, is it?
No, I can't be that long since I've played there. I mean, I know I've like DJed, I think. And I know I've done some solo stuff.
Yeah.
Since then. Yeah, no, it's not been that long. It's not that I've definitely come to, you know, I sang at my best friend's wedding in Ireland. And so that was probably the last time I was there.
Wow.
Singing The Rose by Bette Midler. How about that?
Who's your best friend? Is your best friend Irish or American?
Oh, Irish. Yeah.
Go away. Who's your best
James
friend?
James O'Neill and Brian O'Sullivan. I met James after a gig, after a Scissors gig, sitting on a bar stool at the, we played the Olympia. I went to the Georgian Dragon, and there was a man sitting next to me who made me laugh so hard, and he is been one of my best friends ever since.
That is incredible. What a story. Wow. Because I kind of did get that from you. When we met, I kind of thought, now this guy now, he would really fit in Ireland, because you're an oversharer. Put it like that, Jake, okay?
100%. 100%. Oh, I love it there so much. And I love the Irish. I just feel like, you know, I love a good sense of humor. And there's nothing like the Irish sense of humor. I think people are really, really, really funny.
We were saying the last time we spoke, like, I can't even ask you, or the paparazzi can't really get any scandal on you because you share it before anyone else does. You put it all out there.
I've pretty much told everybody. what's anybody going to say? It's like, surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? I've actually, like, I'm 46 years old now. Like, I still have a good time. I still go for a twirl, let my hair down. But, you know, I also, to me, like, work is, you know, one of the main joys of my life. And I the older you get, the less you can kind of do everything at once, I think. So I really do. I work a lot and enjoy my downtime. I have a boyfriend now.
Woo!
I've got a wonderful boyfriend that I met this last year. I thought I was going to be single for the rest of my life. And then met somebody amazing. And so, you know, I'm settling a little bit.
Yeah, I think I was trying to set you up and everything the last time you were here, but that didn't work out.
You know, I was not too far away. You know, it could have.
Yeah. It's a bit long distance. As we are a radio station that plays 80s and 90s, and of course, I just played Scissor Sisters there on the show today as well. Can I ask you, who do you think the greatest musical acts are from that kind of period? Because if you're 46, you'll have grown up with that kind of music as well.
Oh, 100%. You know, there's so much stuff and there's so many genres that, like, I mean, just thinking back to like my childhood, I just think, like, you know, Bowie, Let's Dance was really just a massive gateway for me, that whole record. And, you know, that was when he was doing Modern Love and China Girl. And, you know, those are amazing songs. I think about Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Trevor Horn's production at that time, and like how boundary pushing and, you know, true art, like taking pop music and turning it into something very artful and strange, and seeing that just shoot straight to the top of the charts is like, it's just, I think it was an amazing time. And I still get so much inspiration from, I'm an albums guy. So I go back and I'm constantly listening. I mean, I was listening to Billy Joel all morning this morning. I went to The Bridge from 1986. I watched a movie called Ruthless People the other night with Bette Midler and Danny DeVito from 1986. And there was It's so good. I highly recommend it. But there was a sink in it. They had Billy Joel's Modern Woman in there. And I was like, this song is cracking. And so this morning, I was just having a full Billy Joel morning. But I love the classics. I still listen to so much stuff on vinyl. I've got a crazy record collection. I believe in putting turntables in the kitchen, get a record player in the kitchen, play records while you're cooking, while you're having breakfast. There's nothing like
No, don't play records. Listen to my radio show. That's what he meant. That's what he meant.
it.
That's
That's
what you
you.
meant. It's funny that you say about the songs from the 80s and that. Elton John, I guess, is another one that we would play a lot of. And you're pals with Elton John, aren't you?
Old pals with Elton now. It's been a long time. He's one of my best friends and just been like a really amazing guiding light in my life.
Yeah.
And I love him very, very, very much.
Somebody said to me, I did interview him many, many years ago. His first child was just born, like the week before or something when I met him. I was doing an interview in London, and all the people, all the people around, they all said, he can be very grumpy now. Don't ask him this. Don't ask him that. Don't ask him the other. And I went in and I had the complete opposite experience. It was brilliant. He was so chatty, so nice and polite. I don't know whether I got him on a good day. They said to me, "Don't mention the child." All he wanted to do was talk about his new child. It's so funny that you hear these
Isn't it funny
stories of
though that
people.
like with and there's like you hear there's like oftentimes with people there's handlers and stuff that say these things and it's just like not the case. I mean he is quite a character and very 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 funny.
Now, don't get me
He's
wrong.
got a great sense of
I'm
humor,
sure he doesn't suffer any fools, Jake. Do you know what I mean?
including me, including myself.
Oh, yeah, really. So this tour that you're coming back to do, so you're going to be here in Dublin the 28th of May at the Three Arena, just around the corner from where we are. So I'm assuming this is all going to be the stuff that we know and love because it is the 20th anniversary of your debut album, which was, I mean, how many copies did you sell? Quite a few.
I'm not. It's a lot. It did really well, that record. And we're gonna be playing. We haven't played for 10 years, so it's gonna be a blast. It's gonna be the lineup is so good. It's gonna be really, really fun. The stage is gonna look great. I'm very excited for all the stuff I'm wearing. And it's gonna be a blast. We're gonna play all the songs from the first album and then everything else that we wanna play and a couple surprises and just like our favorite Scissor songs, including every song, off that first record. And I'm really, really looking forward to it.
It's going to be something else. Like you don't go for comfort when it comes to your fashion on stage, for sure. You're not wearing wearing a tracksuit or anything like
No, but
that.
you know what? I have to be really careful with shoe. I jump around so much. I do need a soft-soled shoe. My feet are really large and they're very flat. And if you look at they're the kind of like flippers a little bit. So
I don't know.
I can't be stomping around in wood-soled shoes.
I don't know what's happened because I spoke to Gabrielle on the show a couple of weeks ago and we were speaking about large feet that day as well. I don't know what's happened in my interviews. We were talking about her large feet. So what size are you, Jake?
I'm 11 and a half US. I don't
Right.
know what that is in UK. I'm just looking right now. Let me
That's
just
only like a
see.
nine or a nine and a half, I
Oh, UK.
think.
I'm a 10. No, I'm a
You're a
10.5,
10,
10.5.
10 and a half.
Yeah,
Okay.
10 and a half.
Well,
But I'm not a big, I've got a pretty small frame. So they look like skis on me.
when you came out all those years ago, which was the age of 15, it was a very different world to the world we're living in now. What was your experience? Because I think I read somewhere that it didn't go, the announcement didn't go down too well at home, but everything's great now.
No, I came out to my parents in Vegas. They took me on a Vegas vacation spring break my junior year of high school, and I was just like, I'd been out at like in my, I really like had a pretty wild life from the time I was like 15 on. I was a good kid. I was a great student. I worked really hard. I didn't get into any trouble, but I definitely like had an amazing life starting
Yeah.
from really young. I was very independent. So yeah, I shared with my parents, and it took them a while. It took them a while, but God, they're, you know, my dad's 96 now. They're the most supportive. They've given me so much love over the years, but it's crazy to think about. I came out in 1994 for the first kind of right around then. And what a different world it was, and what a different time it was, especially to be a gay guy. And you know, it is really fascinating, and it's just like like a really different beast. But I'm so thankful to have grown up when I did. I'm thankful to have had an analog childhood. I'm thankful to have had an analog time. Even when I moved to New York City when I was 20 years old, it was still analog, and I'm really thankful to have gotten that in my,
Yeah.
like, it really shaped me, and it shaped who I am, and it helped my creativity. And I wouldn't, I don't know, I wouldn't want to grow up now.
Yeah. With your phone in your
You know?
hand all day long.
Yeah, exactly.
So listen, baby daddy's with you on this tour. Animatronic is not on the tour.
No,
So,
she's not. I know. It's
yeah.
definitely, you know, it's a bummer. It's gonna be different. It's gonna be different. Though, that difference, I think, is gonna be a blast.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. We got Bridget Barkin, Amber Martin. You know, I'm sort of giving this away now. It's the first time I've really said it. You know, there's gonna be two. There's gonna be three front people now. There's gonna be three of us fronting the show.
My gosh.
And it's going to be really fun. They're absolute powerhouses, fearless, and a total blast. So I'm really excited with we're going to have a lot of fun.
Do you feel like dancing yet?
And, you know, it just depends. It depends, not when
I
I'm
don't
singing
feel like
that
dancing.
song.
Not the first time you've heard that. Look, Jake, this is our third time talking, and like that, you couldn't have been nicer. You're absolutely
Oh,
lovely.
thank you for, oh, you're very sweet. Thank you
I wish I could have
likewise.
set you up with my friend before you were taken, but there you go. It was like a sliding doors moment. I hope you have a great time when you come
Great.
to. No doubt, you're probably staying with your
Thank you.
friend, are you? Not even in a hotel.
They're actually between London and New York now, but
Ah,
I
oh,
think
okay.
we'll probably we're gonna be on a bus,
Yeah.
and but please try to come to the show if you can.
Love to. I'd absolutely love
And you
to.
probably haven't you probably how early do you have to get up in the mornings?
No, not too early. Not too early. I'm on the air.
Yeah.
I do my show from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. So that's
There
it.
you go. You can kind of come see the scissors play.
Yeah. I could stay out till 9:30 in the morning.
There you go. Exactly.
Lovely. Look, bye-bye.
Thank you,
Bye-bye.
Trina. Okay,
Bye-bye.
take care. Bye.